Hello and welcome, glory to God, for he is good and his love endureth forever. He never lets us down because he cares and he loves each and every one of you. Praise the Lord. Looking good, looking good. Well, my name is Pastor Josh Pan, and thank you for planting the seeds of the gospel and saving more souls by sharing this video. We're in for a treat. Once again, God has allowed us to come together to worship him, to learn about his word, and to be equipped by his tool, by what he's teaching. And we're going to be looking into devotion to the Lord in 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 1 to 8. And already we've seen how King Solomon and King David, they were faithful to God, and God blessed them. And the moment that King Solomon turned away from God, he was set to destruction. And his son did not reap the full benefits of the righteousness and the blessings of God. Hello, Maria. Yes, praise the Lord. And Jaden, Jay, welcome, welcome, welcome everyone. So, my name is Pastor Josh, I already said. And we thank you for planting the seeds of the gospel and saving more souls by sharing this video, and so that people can say yes to Jesus forever, putting Jesus first forever. And now we pass through the son of Solomon, who is Rehoboam, and Rehoboam rejected God's counsel and the opportunity to unite this kingdom, and so did Jeroboam. They both went towards the false gods and false worship in order to satisfy their own selfish desires. And now there's Solomon, now there's Rehoboam, and then Abijah is the next king. And we look into this next part. Oh, Kai, welcome, welcome. So 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 1 to 8. In the 18th year, the girl said, did that girl pain with her stomach get better? I know her personally, and she did get better. And now she's even eating and healthy and without pain. So she has two kids. So glory to God, for God is good and he makes all things possible. So praise him for all the healing and his power. Amen. Amen. Okay, 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 8, and 1 to 8. In the 18th year of the reign of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, Abijah became king of Judah. And he reigned in Jerusalem for 3 years, and his mother's name was Maachah, daughter of Abishalom. And he committed all the sins his father has done before him, and his heart was not fully devoted to the Lord his God, as the heart of David his forefather had been. Nevertheless, for David's sake, the Lord has given him a lamp in Jerusalem by raising up a son to succeed him and by making Jerusalem strong. For David had done what is right in the eyes of the Lord and had not failed to keep any of the Lord's command all the days of his life, except the case of Uriah the Hittite, where he took Bathsheba for his wife after killing Uriah. And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam throughout Abijah's lifetime. As for the other events of Abijah's reign and all that he did are not written in the book of the Annals of the King of Judah. There was war between Abijah and Jeroboam, and Abijah rested with his fathers and was buried in the city of David, and Asa, his son, succeeded him as king. Wow. We can see how God is really working in the life of the Israelites. When they were obedient to him, he blessed them. He made them successful and prosperous. But then when they rejected him, they turned away from him. Then he was unable to bless them. Then evil things came upon them. And they experienced just the rejection from God because they were worshiping false idols. So stick to the very end because we're going to be tapping into some amazing things. Give me a thumbs up to let me know you're here or a thumbs up and like so that we can know that God is working in this place. Amen. Glory to God. So let's start. So we can see how we must live unto the Lord. How Abijah, he serves as a regrettable example of a legacy tarnished by disobedience. Disobedience to God. Hello, Gina. And his rule over Judah was a mere 3 years, but his reign, like of that of his father Rehoboam, is marred by sin, exposing a heart that is not fully committed to God. And Abijah should have been drawn inspiration from his ancestor, David, King David, who understood the importance and obedience of wholeheartedly devoting to God all the days of his life, not just in the beginning, but all the days of his life. And there are godly people around you today who can serve as examples how to live solely for the Lord. And you can learn from them and be inspired to love and serve the Lord wholeheartedly as well, as they remind you to cultivate a spiritual discipline that shape your lives in the ways that please God. You see, we should be living unto the Lord and be devoted to God each and every day. We walk in the ways of the Lord, for He is good. And so we live unto the Lord. And secondly, we endure faithfulness. We persevere to the very end. Abijah certainly had his own shortcoming, but because of the faithfulness of Abijah's ancestor, David, King David, God continued to fulfill his promises by ensuring a successor for the Davidic line. And David himself, he was not perfect. He faced consequences for his own sin. However, he repented of them, and his faithfulness to God had enduring effects. And when facing your own shortcomings, you are reminded to turn away from your sin and lean on the steadfast character of God, finding solace and strength in His unchanging promises. And so you can be anchored, grounded, and rooted in God's lasting faithfulness, and you can look upon God for guidance and grace to navigate through any circumstances. So we pray that God would continue guiding you, God would heal you, and God would lead you through every step of the way. Amen. So let's look more into the Word of God, into chapter 15 of 1 Kings, how it really, really resonates in the lives of so many people. And here we can see there's two kings in Judah, Abijah and Asa. The father and the son. A son who refused to walk in evil and evil steps of his father. Asa comes after Abijah. And Asa was actually a righteous king. And Asa was a man who refused to walk in the ways of evilness. And that's why we're going to be tapping in tomorrow about Asa. But today we're talking about Abijah, who did not learn from his ancestors, his grandfather, King David. So, just because a parent commits evil, it does not mean that a child will commit evil. A child does not have to walk in the footsteps of their evil parents. Despite the influence of parents upon their children, a child can break the trend and the tendency of wickedness and evilness. God can help this child break it. You do not have to carry the curse of sin. You do not have to carry the generational curses in your life. You can break these chains, generational change in your life. And you can tap into the generational blessings that God has for you. Right, Dylan? Callie? Amen. Glory to God. So no child is doomed to failure or life of wickedness just because of a corrupt and immoral parent. A child can succeed where the parent was unsuccessful and live a righteous and holy life where the parents lived dishonorably. And down history, many have broken the trend of wickedness and gone on to live righteous and productive lives. Instead of just being a consumer, they became producers. Instead of living in evilness, they lived in righteousness in the eyes of the Lord. That's why we walk in the Lord. Right, Bacon? Madison? Amen. Most of us know someone who has done so. Someone who broke free from the generational curses. because by the blood of Christ, he set us free, free indeed from these curses. Amen. So two kings will be studied. One is Abijah, which is today, and tomorrow is Asa, who broke the trend of evil and lived a righteous and productive life before the Lord. Abijah, he followed in the evil footstep of his parent, King Rehoboam. He followed in the footstep and committed the same evil. And then King Asa, he chose a path despite the trend of evil wickedness that had been deeply rooted in his family's history. Against all odds, he stood of the Lord and his commandments instead in the footsteps of his wicked parents and grandparents. Yes, Maddie, Madison, you slay, glory to God. And this is the reign of the first king, Judah. The two kings in Judah, Abijah and Asa. The reign of Abijah is walking in the footsteps of evil parents. The reign of Asa is commitment to the Lord and not walking in the footsteps of the evil parents. We can see that there's a brief evil reign of Abijah. He only reigned for 3 years. And remember that he was a son of Rehoboam and the grandson of King Solomon. And the scripture really talks about how he reigned for 3 years and he was influenced by his mother, Maacah's false worship. His evil and failure really, really hurt his own nation, was not devoted to God the Father, and was just continuing what his father Rehoboam did. So we can see that Abijah, he reigned for only 3 years, and he began ruling over Judah in the 18th year of Jeroboam's rule over northern kingdom. And a significant person to note is the mother Maacah, who apparently exercised great influence inside the royal court. It is interesting. And she was the daughter of Uriah of Gibeah and Tamar, making the granddaughter of Absalom. Keep in mind that the daughter and son is often used in scripture to refer to a descendant two or more generations removed. Such is in this case, referring to Maacah as the daughter of Absalom. Absalom was actually someone who was trying to rise up against King David, and he was actually punished. So he came back to bite the son, the line of David. So Abijah, he lived an evil life, and his brief reign of the southern kingdom was a failure. And tragically, he walked in the footsteps of his sinful parents, committing the sins of his father and mother. And his father had led the people to commit evil, terrible stuff by engaging in idolatry and false worship. And morally, the people were practicing the most vile sin unimaginable through the rituals of prostitution and homosexuality. And as scripture says, the people had become evil and wicked in the eyes of God, arousing God's jealous anger and arousing his anger far more than his forefathers. Amen. Wow. So that's why we must follow Jesus and allow Jesus to build his life upon, build us up. And build our life upon his true teachings. Amen. And as scripture says, people had become very sinful and wicked, arousing God's jealous anger far more than the fathers had done. And Abijah's heart, he was clearly not devoted to the Lord, not wholeheartedly, not like the heart of David had been. Nevertheless, God promised to continue the dynasty of the southern kingdom. But note why. It was not because of Abijah, but because of David. And David was already 4 generations removed from him. David was his great-great-grandfather. There was him, Abijah, Rehoboam, Solomon, and then David. And because of David and his faithfulness to the Lord has entered into a covenant with David, promising that he would be given a lamp, a dynasty that would last forever and ever. Forever, And we know eventually, out of David's seeds and line, comes King Jesus, the Messiah, the Lord and Savior. And that's why we can recognize how God, He is faithful to the very end. And of course, this was fulfilled in the ideal Son of David, the Messiah, the Savior of the world, and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior. Amen. Glory to God. And just as his father Rehoboam has done, Abijah was constantly warring with Jeroboam of the northern kingdom. But most likely, these were not full-fledged wars, only small skirmishes that took place when various raiders or armed force crossed the border between the northern and the southern kingdom. And Abijah's achievements and summary of his life was briefly outlined by the authors of 1 Kings. You see, he constantly warred against the northern kingdom, against King Jeroboam. And so, we can see how these were not successful. Nothing happened, really. He did not even take back the borders of the northern kingdom. Instead, he just died and was buried in Jerusalem, where his grandparents and his father and his great-grandfather died. And so, Abijah's successor was his son Asa. And it will be seen in the next point that Asa established a righteous reign for the southern kingdom. So, he was a good king. But let's see, what lesson can we learn from this? This lesson for you is compelling, that parents must live godly and righteous lives before their children. For children will most likely follow in the example of their parents. And that's why you, if you're a parent, or if you have a loved one, and you're growing around kids, you want to show them what the right way is. You want to show them that Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. You want to show them that you depend on our Lord Jesus Christ and no one else. Jesus is the only way, the only truth, and the life. So, children will follow the examples of most adults, older children, including brothers, sisters, and other relatives, teachers, coaches, ministers, neighbors, athletes, and many, many others whom they may come in contact or read about. You see, children are the ones that they learn so fast this day and age. They can just watch YouTube and pick up a skill, a new skill, and then hone it and make it theirs. Hello, Uncle Jimmy Miller. And children are so impressed. They're so impressive. And for this reason, parents, for the rest of you, no matter your age, you must set an example of love and kindness in dealing with other people. You need to show that God fills you up and that God gives you everything that you need, and that you're hardworking and diligent at what God has commanded you to do, and worship and obey God like a living, by living a righteous, holy, and moral life. And such lifestyle is necessary, absolutely crucial for children who are observing you, because they learn by observing. And fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters, teachers, ministers, we are all influencing children by your behavior. Children are walking in your footsteps, whether they be good or evil. In Abijah's case, he was following the footsteps of evil, his evil father, Rehoboam. And listen to what the Word of God says about evil influence of parents. You see, this is the Word of God. This is one of our most favorite parts, where the Word of God really supports what we are teaching, what we're learning, so that God can move us towards the right direction. Whatever age you are, you make an influence on those around you. You have an influence on those around you. You have an influence in the future. And that's why it's so crucial that you learn today to follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Because He is a God who gives us meaning and purpose and peace in our life. Amen. Matthew chapter 14, verse 8. Having been prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here on a platter of the head of John the Baptist. Wow. So, the daughter, who was the queen of King Herod, she demanded for the head of John the Baptist. And so then when John the Baptist was pleased by this daughter, well, he asked her, "What do you want? I'll give you anything." And she was like, "I want the head of John the Baptist." And that was instructed by the mother. It was the mother's plot, the mother's plan, the mother's evil ways that caused her to say that to King Herod. And then King Herod, he didn't want to do it, but he honored her request and gave her the head of John the Baptist. And then 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 13. We can see here, "For I have told him that I am about to judge the house forever for the iniquity or the sin which he knew, because his sons brought a curse on themselves that he did not rebuke them." You see, this is talking about Eli and his sons. And because of Eli being a great leader, a priest, a high priest for the people, yet he did not discipline his sons. He taught them what they needed to do, but he did not correct them when they were stealing food and fat from God. He did not correct them when they were lying and cheating and taking money from God. He did not rebuke them when they were doing wrong. And so, the punishment and the wrath of God was upon Levi, and Levi's sons did not live to be high priest of the Lord. Instead, Samuel took over. And Samuel was a righteous child and man and a prophet of God. He was priest of the God. And so, that's why it's so crucial as parents or as teachers, as someone who influences others, to point our younger ones, generations, to the right direction. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 1 verse 6, it says, "And his father never crossed him at any time by asking, 'Why have you done so?' And he was very handsome man, and he was born after Absalom." You see, the father was never displeased with him in this time of saying and asking him, "Why did you do this? Why did you do that? What's the intent? What's your intention? Do you not know this is not pleasing to God?" And so, something wrong, really wrong happened. Why do we look into this? Because it's so important that we as fathers or mothers who love our children, we come alongside them. We discipline them. We teach them towards the right path, towards the kingdom of heaven, towards following Jesus. That path is the path that will ultimately lead them towards a life of success, not a life of failure, a life of victory, not a life of defeat, because Jesus had defeated sin and death on the cross. So he lives victoriously. And when we live in Christ, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we live in victory to victory, not victory to defeat. We live from glory to glory. In every season, glory to glory, good things happen seasonal to seasonal. And from faith to faith, we don't go from glory to shame. We go from glory to glory, for God is good. And we go from strength to strength, because we walk in the ways of God. And we say, "Jesus forever." Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so, 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 52, it says, "And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of his father, and in the way of his mother, in the way of Jeroboam and the son of Nebat, who caused Israel to sin." You see, you got to get your things together. You got to get your things together. Your stuff. You got to get your stuff together. Your life together. Walk in the ways of God each and every day. And then he's able to bless you abundantly, more than you can ever imagine. This is our Lord, our God, our Savior, who is a God who rewards. He's a God who blesses. He's a God who heals. He's a God who protects. He's a God who provides. This is our God, who does so for believers and those who walk in his ways. We can see in the lives of the evil ones how when they walk in their own ways against God, what happens? They lose that spiritual blessings that God has given them. They lose the physical blessings that God has in store for them. Kai, I can pray for you. We pray. Pray that you will find peace. That your mom would find you again. That find God first and come into a relationship with her. And that you can forgive her and be patient and seek the Lord your God first. Someone just said, my mom abandoned me. My mom left me. My mom just doesn't discipline me. And I'm feeling lost. I'm feeling hurt. Feeling broken. I'm feeling the feeling of missing her. And so, that's the reality of life. And so, that's why it's so important to go back to God and say, you are my Heavenly Father, and you never let me down. You never leave me. You never stop chasing after me. So I will follow you all the days of my life. I will trust in you forever and ever, because there is no one else that can satisfy. Jesus forever, for he is good. Jesus never lets us down. Amen. Jesus, he makes good things happen. And he gave us salvation. He gave us hope. He gave us everything that we need in our life. And that's why we praise him all the days of our life. There's no one like him. And so, today's the day we turn back to Jesus. Today's the day we commit to him. Today's the day we walk with him. And today's the day, Jennifer, we build our life upon his firm foundation. Amen, Jennifer. Isosa. In 2 Corinthians chapter 22, verse 3, it says, he always also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother was a counselor to do wicked. So this younger person, this son, walked in the ways of his wicked mother, who was a counselor, who was a teacher. You are a person who is of influence. You must let God influence you first. Must let God transform your heart. Let God build you up and set you free from the bondage of sin and the bondage of things that are holding you down. God is the only way, the only truth, the life. He's the one that can teach you to disciple, to discipline, to lead and mentor the younger ones. And you plant the seeds of the gospel. You save more souls so that they can say yes to Jesus first, forever. Jesus first, forever. Not Jesus next. Not Jesus last. Not Jesus third. But Jesus first. When you put Jesus first in your life and seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he will add all things unto you. Things. He will give you everything that you need. And so that's why we walk in the ways of the Lord our God. Amen. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 15. And the rod, reproof, gives wisdom. It gives you wisdom. But a child left to himself brings his mother to shame. So you see, a rod, a staff, they comfort you. They guide you. They lead you. They discipline you. They prune you so that you may increase. So that you may prosper, so that you may have success, so that you may walk in the ways of the Lord, so that you may be going towards the promised land, so that you may be saved in the name of Jesus, so that you may make an impact in the lives of others, in your community, in your family, in your church, in the people, in your friend's life. It's so that God can make a difference in your life. And you're part of his story. His kingdom, part of something greater. And that's why we continue walking in his ways and building his kingdom. For his kingdom will reign forever and ever. Amen. His kingdom will never fail you. His kingdom will lift you up higher. And you are part. When you are part of his kingdom, you know who the king is. You know who the master is. He's the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Alpha and Omega, beginning and end. He is King Jesus, our Lord Heavenly Father. And he's got good plans for you. For his plans are higher than your plans. His ways are higher than your ways. His thoughts are higher than your thoughts. He's got good plans for you. He's for you, not against you. And if God is for you, then who can be against you? No one can be against you when God is for you. The devil cannot be against you. The devil flees from you when you seek God, when you seek Jesus with all your heart, when you love him, walk in his ways. Amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor Ron, praise the Lord. And then Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 14. But I have walked after the stubbornness of the heart and after the bows or the false gods, as their fathers taught them. But they have walked after the stubbornness of their heart. Stubbornness. You gotta stop being stubborn. You gotta stop having ego. You gotta stop having pride. You gotta let it down. Check it out the door. And then follow. Follow the one true God. The Father who taught you, who teaches you, who guides you. You cannot follow the evil ones. The ones that are showing you towards the wrong direction. You see, King Jeroboam, he made two false calves, two golden calves called Baals, and they worshipped. The Israelites worshipped them. They were led astray. They were tricked. They did not check if it was the one true God. And too often, too many people start following the false gods. They start following the things of their heart. They start following and worshipping the gifts that God has given them. Instead of worshipping the giver of the gifts. The giver is Jesus Christ himself. Of God himself. Who gave you eternal life. Who gave you your life. Who gave you life abundant. Who gave you all the gifts that you can ever have. And that's why we cannot take this for granted. For God, he's the one that gave. He gave his son Jesus to die on the cross. So that you may be redeemed and reconciled into his presence. So that you may live a life of victory. A life of provision and protection. A life that is of glorifying the one true God. Amen. Glory to God. Do not learn from the evil ones. You got to check yourself. Just because your dad does it doesn't mean you have to do it. Just because your mom does it doesn't mean you have to do it. Just because someone else does it doesn't mean you have to do it. What is evil? But you must follow God in his ways. You must follow him all the days of your life and say Jesus first forever. For Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 20 verse 18 says, And I say to their children in the wilderness, Do not walk in the statutes of your father or keep their ordinance or defile yourselves of their idols. You've been warned. You've been disciplined. You are called out to, right now, to walk in the ways of God. Walk in the ways of righteousness and of ways of a relationship with our Heavenly Father through prayer, through the Word of God, and through building His kingdom. Do not walk in the sinful ways of others. Do not follow after them. Do not fellowship with them. Instead, fellowship with other believers who love the Lord, with other believers who make a way for you, who's for you, because God is for them. They are for you, and they are for you to succeed. Praise the Lord. Because God wants you to succeed. God wants you to flourish. God wants you to grow and build your life upon his firm foundation. Praise God. Amen. So do not walk in the statutes of your fathers if they are walking in evil. But if they are rooted in the word of God, rooted in Christ, rooted in worshiping and building God's kingdom, learn from them. Be humble. Humble yourselves and walk in His ways. I think this is a great lesson. Great lesson for even my kids, my youth. Great lesson for them to learn so that they will walk in the ways of God. That they will change their ways to glorify and honor Him each and every day. Praise the Lord. Amen. And last of all, before we go into our question and answer and prayer time, we're going into Amos chapter 2, verse 4. And thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions, three sins, three iniquities of Judah, and the four, I will not revoke its punishment, because they rejected the law of the Lord and have not kept His statutes, and their lies have also led them astray, and those after their fathers have walked. Wow. God knows all things. He sees all things. He recognizes all things. God is not stupid. God is not dumb. He is a wise God. He is a God of infinite wisdom, infinite knowledge, and infinite power. And He said, if you keep on sinning against Me, and despising the law of the Lord and the command of God, and not obeying the commandment, you're going towards ruin. You're going towards destruction. You're going towards a place that no one wants to go. When you get there, it's too late. It's too late. And that's why it's so important to turn to Him now and to build your life upon His firm foundation. To let Him transform you, build you up, and grow you. Amen. Hawes and Smiley Face. Amen. They lied, and their lies caused them to go down even further down the road towards destruction, and further down the road which their own fathers have led them and walked and shown the way. That is not the way. That self-pleasure is not the way. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. So we'll continue walking in His ways. So I hope you guys can learn from this, that we are called to be godly influences to our children. It's extremely applicable to me, because I am going to be a father on June 20th, in 2 months, less than 2 months, almost 1 month, 1.5. Then I'm going to have to be showing him what it is like to walk in the ways of God. What it's like to share the word of God. What it's like to be the light in this world. To be salt of this earth. To be a servant of God. To be ambassador of God. To be living in the holy nation. To be a royal priesthood. To be a child of God. To be a son or daughter of the living Most High God, who is our Heavenly Father, and how to access into His presence, how to access into His goodness and His mercy, and how to lean not on our own understanding, but on His promises, on His words, on His goodness and His mercy, which is for you and not against you. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Is this word helpful for you? If it is helpful for you, type Jesus forever. Type Jesus forever. For God is good. Amen. Wow. Let me pray for us, and we can get into questions, prayers, and comments. And if you want to give your life to Christ, right now is the time to pray. Right now is the time to repent. Right now is the time to say, yes, Lord, I follow You. I give my life to You. And I repent. Dear Lord, in Jesus' name, I come before You. I thank You for all that You've done for me, all that You've given me, and all that You provided for me. Lord God, thank You for Your word, how we can read 1 Kings chapter 15 and see how important it is for us to devote ourselves and our lives to God. How we walk in your ways and not our own ways. How we walk in discipline and commitment to the Lord. And how our actions, our words reflect Him. Lord God, I pray that you will continue teaching us to live unto the Lord each and every day, all the days of our life, and to endure this faithfulness that you have given and put into our hearts. Lord God, teach us to be good stewards of your word, good stewards of your resource, good stewards of your people. And Lord, thank you for letting us plant the seeds of the gospel and save more souls so that they may say yes to Jesus first, forever. Lord, there's no one like you. And we thank you that you provided for us, you taught us, and you live your life for us as well. And for those who want to give your life to Christ, pray with me. Dear Lord, I need the Lord. I need you. I'm lost without you. I'm broken without you. I'm a sinner, wandering around, not knowing where to go. But Lord God, come into my life because you are that Savior who can rescue me. You're the Savior who can transform me. You're the Savior who can add to me. So Lord Jesus, come into my life. I commit my life to you as you are committed to me. I commit to reading your word every day, to praying to you every day, and to building your kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, I want to know you more. So open my eyes so I may know you. And may the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, protect you, lead you, provide for you, heal you, give you wisdom, understanding, knowledge each and every day. For God is good all the time and all the time. God is good. He is for you and not against you. So praise the Lord. We pray this all in Jesus' name, and everyone says, Amen. Amen. God is good. Callie says, Jesus forever. Connor says, Jesus is the best person ever to live. Amen. Baseball King 123 says, Amen. Glory to God. Thank you for that like, that subscribe. Thank you for the follow, guys. I'm really thankful for each and every one of you. Amen, Elizabeth. Toko says amen. Riri says amen and follow. Thank you. Red Dunn says, Doug says follow. Thank you. And Hall says amen. Danielle says Jesus forever. Yes, praise the Lord. Well, if you have any questions, comments, or anything, let me know. And as I answer some application questions. I'm glad you are here. I'm blessed to be able to be on this journey with you guys. Tomorrow we will be touching on Asa, King Asa, who was a righteous king, who did not want to follow in the ways of King Abijah, who wanted to follow in the ways of King David. So we get to see that. Amen. Amen. So four questions. Number one. Who are the people around you that inspire wholehearted devotion to the Lord? Hello, Julio Hernandez, I see you. Anyways, who are the people around you that inspire wholehearted devotion to the Lord? Well, you know, there's some people. Number one, well, Jesus. He's not around me, but okay. Pastor Barnaby Lee. He's been a great mentor, been a great friend. And he's been preaching online too. He has a YouTube called Spring Fountain Church. It's got around 70 subscribers, but he does it mainly for his members. So, yeah. Barnaby, thank you for inspiring me. Thank you for keeping me and encouraging me to be rooted. Dr. Leroy Ganey from Gateway Seminary. He really said you should memorize a verse every day. Memorize it. And so, I still have that in my mind. Who else? Well, I think you guys inspire me because it shows how you guys are growing. You guys are learning. You guys are being impacted by the grace of God. And because of that, I can give all glory to God. And that's really inspirational. Holy Spirit inspires me. He's around me. He's in me. He's like, wow, this is the word of God. I never knew this about 1 Kings. I never really read it in depth. I never really went into it hard. So, this wholehearted devotion to the Lord. My heart is for the Lord. My heart is for saving more souls. So they say, Jesus first forever. Jesus first forever. Amen. And then, question number two. What spiritual disciplines can you cultivate to foster godliness in your daily life? Spiritual disciplines. Man, I gotta pray more. I gotta pray more. I did dedicate May to a time of prayer. Praying on my knees to the Lord. Have I done it? To be honest, I only did it on like first 3 days. Then I kind of stopped. But I must continue. Today's the day. Reading the Word of God. Sharing the Word of God. Teaching and preaching the Word of God. It helps cultivate to foster godliness in my daily life. Amen. So praise the Lord. Thank you. Rose and Danielle, thank you. I love you guys. And then, number three, what promises from God's word bring you assurance and hope in challenging times? What promises from God's word bring you assurance and hope in challenging times? You see, the promised land, that there will be a new heaven, new earth, that there will be one day there's no more sorrow, no more pain when we're in the presence of God. The presence of God is His promise. The promise that God will transform us. We're a new creation, not the old has gone, the new has come. The promise that He's given us the ability to produce the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. All these things is from God. He's got so many other promises. The promise of salvation. The promise of hope. The promise of changed life. The promise of His protection over the evil one. So many promises from God's word that brings us assurance and hope in challenging times. We must not forget. Right, Slay Queen? Ben Elam, I'm amazing. Thank you. How are you? God's son, welcome and thank you for follow. Last of all, how do the failures and faithfulness of David inspire you? Man, it inspired me saying, you know, you can learn. You can learn from David. Even when you make a mistake, you can turn from it, repent, and stop making the mistake. Don't be like King Solomon and keep on making the mistake. Don't stop walking away from God. Do not walk away from God. Stay rooted in God. Rooted in His truth. Rooted in His word. He's got good plans for you. He's for you, not against you. He wants to give you more and more and more. Glory to God. Yeah, I remember you, Ben. Glory to God. So, in my failures, God has built me up. He's given me new life. Given me new chances to glorify Him each and every day. We live for God all the way. And all glory to God. Amen. Well, guys. Thank you for joining me. He is good. It is Thursday. And we praise God for all that He's done for us. Never letting us down. Always fighting for us, leading us, giving us everything that we need. We say Jesus first forever, for He is good. Amen. Audric says, everyone has been getting vision from the Lord, but I haven't. You know, you don't have to get vision from the Lord. You just need to go into the Word of God. You may get renewed vision from the Lord when you walk in His ways. You're not missing something. What you're missing, maybe it's a prayer life. Maybe you need to go to the Word of God more. Read. Know who Jesus is. Know His mission. Know His promises. Let Him teach you, guide you, lead you. Pray before you sleep. You're not missing anything. You know, I haven't dreamed for a long time. But I think the past year, I have a little bit. But you see, vision from the Lord, it comes from God in His timing. And His timing is perfect timing. So, you'll receive when the Lord says you're ready. Right, Arctru? Amen. I love the heart. Hello, Channel 11. Yeah. And Callie, have a great night. May God bless you. What time is it over there? Yeah. Do not be discouraged. Keep walking and running the good race of faith. God will build you up. And you will be able to recognize things more and more clearly. Whether it's from God, or from yourself, or from something else, you'll be able to recognize it. God's will. Amen. Someone M says it's 5:29 p.m. Yes, that means you are in the East Coast. Whether you're in New York or Maryland, New Jersey, I'm in the West Coast. Right now it's 2:30 p.m. here. Yet I'm still. Last night I could not sleep because yesterday I went to this hibachi place or Benihana place where they cook right in front of you. And I had green tea, like 4 cups of green tea. And I chugged it down. I was thirsty. It was so salty, so buttery that I drank so much water, so much liquid. And so I think I drank too much. Overload. I could not sleep. So I was awake till late. Even when I tried sleeping, man, it was so hard. So I finally fell asleep. And then woke up again, was awake, but slept again. So I am tired as I do this. But all glory to God, for He is good. And He never lets us down. Amen. Amen. Chinny Yang, hello there. Callie says 11:30 p.m. over there. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Isosa, for all the blessings that you're praying over all the people here. That you're being a light for God, allowing God to shine through you. And I pray that God also blesses you from Amsterdam. And just continue building you up. Leading you towards the right direction. Letting you be a light for Him. Amen. Amen. Oh. Someone says, amen, and don't forget the pull-ups. All right, you guys want to see me do pull-ups? You guys can count how many pull-ups I do because I say the SPF, the spiritual, the physical, and the financial, all very important. But you guys always, you know, we got to be healthy for the Lord, right? Because He created us, our bodies, to be a holy temple. For God. And so, we're going to be a holy temple for God by building our life up upon His firm foundation. You guys can count how many I do. And then, yeah, let's do it. Glory to God. Oh, let's see it. Can you see me? That's all I could do. Woo. Ah, deep breath. Need to breathe. Dizzy, man. dizzy. It's always a little, that's like blood rush. It just goes around your body when you do it. Because I was sitting down, I was talking the whole time, I was engaged, and then suddenly I get up, jump up, and do some more pull-ups. But yeah, you want to be healthy for God. Amen. Okay. I think we good. Glory to God. Oh man. 16K says great job. Glory to God. Amen. 20 total. Amen. Thank you, Callie. And K. Wow. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, we give glory to God for all things. He's provider. Danielle says, cute with a haircut. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you. Huh. My wife cut my hair. She's quite an artist. She's really good at it. So glory to God. Amen. Yeah. No one like him. Plus four, Callie. Thank you. Yeah. You can hear I'm out of breath. I've been talking. But it's so important to exercise. How's my wife feeling the past week? She's been feeling much better than compared to last week. Last week was kind of scary. But now it's better. Yeah. Now it's much better. Oops. Whoop. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. Well, hey, may God bless you, be with you, watch over you, lead you, give you a good night, give you a good day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. I'm so thankful for each and every one of you. Glory to God. Uh-huh.